Title: Theme and Varination in Jungle Arrangement, Advanced. Alright, let's build a jungle arrangement that feels like it's evolving non-stop, but still has one clear identity running through the whole tune. The core idea today is repetition with intent. Jungle absolutely relies on loops, but the best jungle makes the loop feel like it's alive. So you're going to establish a theme, basically your track's fingerprint, and then mutate it on a schedule so the listener stays locked in without you losing the plot. By the end, you'll have a theme-driven 64 to 96 bar arrangement in Ableton Live using stock tools. We'll build theme A, then a related but heavier theme B. We'll add fills that land like punctuation, and we'll set up a workflow that makes variation fast instead of messy. Quick mindset shift before we touch anything. Think in motifs, not just patterns. Your theme might be a full two-bar break, sure, but it can also be one tiny signature, a specific flam before the two, a dragged hat, a pitched snare tail, a one-beat break stab. Pick one or two micro-signatures and protect them across the entire tune. Even when you switch breaks, those micro-signatures are how the listener knows it's still the same world. Step 0. Project Setup. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174. I'm going to aim you at 170 BPM as a solid jungle center. Keep 4/4. Now set up your groups. Make a drums group, a bass group, a music or Atmos group, and an FX group. This is not busy work. Grouping early lets you automate like a producer, not like a person fighting 40 tracks at 3 a.m. Also set up return tracks right now, before you're emotionally attached to any sound. Return A is a short reverb. Keep it tight. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. High pass it around 250 Hz so it doesn't smear your low end. Put it at 100% wet because it's a return. Return B is a dub delay. Use echo. Set it to an eighth or a dotted eighth, or a dotted quarter if you want bigger space. Feedback around 25 to 45%. High pass around 300 Hz. Low pass somewhere like 6 to 9K so it stays warm. Return C is your parallel smash. This is the jungle secret sauce, when you want snap and aggression without killing your transients on the main bus. Put glue compressor first. Super aggressive, fast attack, auto release, high ratio, soft clip on. Then a saturator, maybe 4 to 8 dB of drive. Then EQ8 cutting below about 30 Hz so you're not multiplying subrumble. Cool, now we build the identity. Step 1. Theme A, the break core. Your theme, a break, has to be recognizable. And I don't mean it's a break. I mean if someone hears it once, they could pick it out again. That comes from consistent snare placement, consistent cadence, and one or two recurring gestures. Drop your break into simpler and slice mode. Slice by transient. Playback set to trigger. Adjust sensitivity until the kick and snare slices are clean. Then right-click and slice to drum rack so each slice becomes a pad. Now program, or record, a two-bar theme pattern. Here's your rule. Keep the signature snare placements consistent. In jungle, that backbeat identity is sacred. You can get wild around it, but if you move it constantly, you stop sounding like you're developing a theme and you start sounding like you're auditioning edits. Then apply the micro variation rule. Every two bars, change one small thing. 1. Not 5. This is how you avoid edit fatigue. Examples of one small thing. Remove a ghost note. Swap one kick slice. Reverse a single hat slice. Add a tiny pre-snare pickup. Or change a couple velocities so a different detail pops out. In Ableton, the fast way is, make your 2-bar MIDI clip, duplicate it out to 8 bars, and then treat every 2 bars like a mini version. Change one or two notes max per chunk, and do velocity variation like you mean it. Ghost hits living around 30 to 70 velocity, main hits up around 90 to 127. Now processing. Keep it functional and not overcooked. On the break channel or the drums group, EQ8 first. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz. If it's boxy, a small dip somewhere 250 to 500 Hz. And if it needs a little air, a tiny shelf up around 6 to 10K. But go easy because harsh breaks are a fast way to get tired ears and a brittle mix. Then saturator with soft clip on. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. The goal is attitude, not flattening. Then glue compressor. Attack somewhere like 3 to 10 ms so you don't destroy the transient. Release around 0.1 to 0.3 or auto. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If you're doing 8 dB because it sounds glued, you're probably shaving off the exact snap jungle needs. Optional drum bus if you know what you're doing. Light drive, careful with boom, and keep transients alive. Step 2. Anchor snare and sub support. Classic jungle uses a clean snare layer so the break can be messy, but the impact stays consistent. Create a snare layer track. Put a tight snare in simpler. High pass it around 150 to 220 HC. If you want more bite, use drum boss lightly and push the transients. Then align it. Don't assume it's on time. Nudge by a few milliseconds if needed until the break, snare, and the layer feel like one hit. If the break lacks low-end weight, add a sub-kick layer, but keep it minimal. Low pass it, and use utility to keep the low-end mono. Jungle gets wide in the top, but the sub needs discipline. Coach note, this is one of your stable lanes. If you're going to go crazy with edits later, keeping the snare layer consistent gives the listener a handrail. Step 3. Write the bass theme. Your bass theme should be a short motif that survives variation, not a bassline that changes every two bars. In jungle, the breaks can do the gymnastics. The bass is often the anchor. Use operator or wavitable. For operator, start with a sign on OSKE. Add a little saturation later so it reads on smaller speakers. Chain idea, saturator 2 to 5 dB, soft clip-on. EQ if you need to carve mud around 200 to 400. Then a compressor with sidechain from your drums or kick snare. Ratio 2:1:4:1, attack 5 to 15 ms, release around 60 to 120 ms depending on groove. Now composition. Make a two-bar bass phrase. Keep it simple, a repeating root note pattern with one answer note at the end of bar 2. Duplicate it across 16 bars, and here's your variation schedule. Only change the last quarter bar every 4 bars. That gives you call and response without breaking the motif. If your bass keeps changing, it stops being a theme. It becomes another source of noise. Step 4. Variation lanes with resampling. This is where jungle becomes jungle. Create an audio track called Break Resample. Set audio from to your break track or drum group. Barm it. Record 8 to 16 bars of the break playing. Now you can do the classic moves that sound like real editing, not MIDI programming. Reverse a single snare tail. Repitch a clip up or down a few semitones for that panic edit vibe. Warp using beats mode, preserve transients, and adjust the envelope around 40 to 70 for crunchy gating. Consolidate to bake edits. Big tip, keep theme as MIDI so you can still adjust the core groove, but use resampled audio for fills and transitions. That contrast is part of the authentic feel. Step 5, arrange in 16 bar chapters. We're going intro, drop 1, breakdown or switch, drop 2, outro. And we're going to phrase like dance music. 8 and 16 bar sentences. 0 to 16. Intro. DJ friendly. Start with Atmos. Filtered break. Minimal bass. Use auto filter on the break with a 12 dB low pass. Start cutoff around 400 to 800 HC and open gradually. And add one theme token early. A one beat break stab. A vocal chop. A pitched snare tail. Something that tells the listener this is the tune. Even before the drop. 16 to 48. Drop 1. Theme a full. Bars 16 to 32. Theme a core. Don't over-variation here. You want the listener to learn the language. Bars 32 to 48. Theme a prime. Subtle variation. Add a hat or ride layer. Introduce a new ghost pattern every 4 bars. Maybe add a quiet call and response mid-bass layer. Keep it related. Now a really useful way to think inside each 16. Tension curves, not just blocks. Bars 1 to 4. Establish. Bars 5 to 8. Add friction, like slightly brighter tops or a little more ghost density. Bars 9 to 12, simplify, space reads as control. Bars 13 to 16, statement and fill, you're putting a signpost that says new chapter incoming. 48 to 64, break down or switch up, pull out the sub for 4 to 8 bars. Let the break do a filtered, dubbed moment. Increase sends to echo on specific hits. Automate reverb throws, especially on snares. And remember, a one-beat silence is a weapon in jungle. Use it once per phrase, but do it intentionally. You can even do a negative space trick that doesn't kill momentum. Mute only the kick for one beat, but leave hats and ghosts, or mute only the tops and leave kick snare. That vacuum makes the next downbeat hit twice as hard. 64 to 96. Drop 2. Theme B, heavier mutation. Theme B should feel like the same organism, just evolved. Keep at least 3 anchors so it still feels like the same track. Great anchors are same snare layer timing, same bass rhythm even if the tone changes, and one recurring FX tag like a vocal chop or simple signature. Then change the kick syncopation, change ghost density, or add a second break layer quietly, high passed around 300 to 600 HC so it doesn't fight the main transients. 96 to 112 if you want. Outro. Remove bass. Keep drums and Atmos for mixing out. Reduce complexity but leave a breadcrumb every 8 bars. A break stab. A pitch tail. a tiny base pickup, functional, but not anonymous. Step 6. Build validation systematically. We're going to categorize validation so you're not just making random edits. First category, density changes, every 4 to 8 bars. Add or remove hat layers. Add or remove ghost hits. Do gate-like edits. If you want controlled chaos, use beat repeat, but be disciplined. Put it on a duplicate track or as a return. Set interval to 1 bar, grid to 8ths or 16ths, chance around 10 to 25%, gate 40 to 70%. Automate chance only during fills. The second it's always on, you lose phrasing and it becomes a gimmick. Second category, tone changes, every 8 to 16 bars. Subtle auto filter sweeps, tiny saturator drive moves. Small EQ notches like a quick phone moment. Keep the moves small, in fast music, subtle automation reads as motion. Third category, call and response, every 8 bars. Break does a fill, bass answers. Or bass does a little turn, break answers. You can create holes with utility gain dips or quick mutes right before a downbeat. Fourth category, signature fills. Make 2 to 4 fill clips and rotate them so your punctuation has identity. Examples, a snare roll with a crescendo into the drop, a tape stop style repitch down, a reverse crash with a kick cut, a micro chop from resampled audio, coach upgrade, design 2 cadences you reuse, a question cadence that gets busier at the end but resolves open, and an answer cadence that simplifies then smacks the downbeat. Rotate them so your track feels composed, not improvised. Step 7. Keep validations related with racks and macros. On the break group, make an audio effect rack called break themes. Create a clean chain, a crunch chain with a little redux and saturation, a narrow chain with a bandpass-ish EQ and utility width reduced. Map macros, air, dirt, tightness, width, and filter cutoff. Now, instead of endlessly tweaking devices, you automate a couple macros across sections. This is how you get evolution without losing identity. It also means you can /B changes quickly and undo without breaking your whole mix. Advanced validation tricks you can steal immediately. 1. Rotation validation. Keep the MIDI the same, but change what feels important. Use the MIDI velocity device to scale velocities per 8 bars. Or automate drum rack pad volume so different slices take the spotlight without changing the notes. 2. Micro time as validation. This audio version is shortened for playback.